Om Shanti, how do you relate to this concept that you're going to be a master of the world, a master of a beautiful world, heaven? Because often Baba presents this in a Murli as if to tempt us. The effort that's needed in order to become a master of the world. If you don't do this, or if you do this, you can't become a master of the world. Am I tempted? Am I attracted? How does it work? What is it? And recently I had this insight that the only way we become masters of the world is due to the fact that once every cycle, the whole world becomes mastered. You know, like we master wild horses, and they become tame and obedient and good and helpful. And they move along with you, not against you. Have we understood that one way to describe the Iron Age or the end of the cycle is that it's become a totally untamed world? The whole world is doing whatever it wants, including the elements, not just humans. There's no order. There's no oneness and the energy of cooperation. It's as if everything has just gone wild. And yet, in the golden age, it's as if the world is completely mastered. Even the elements obey, they even serve us. And everything works with such unity and harmony. And there's only cooperation. So how does that shift happen? How is this new world, this heaven, established? It's only to the extent that a handful of us human beings succeed in mastering our inner world. What is the inner world? What's it made up of? It's made up of memories, programmings, conditionings, thoughts, images. And by the end of the cycle, the inner world is a complete mess. Wild. In complete and total disorder. With no hope, really, no hope of anyone being able to really tame that inner world. Which is, of course, the greatness of God and His part, because He comes exactly for this purpose, to enable us to tame our inner world. Once again, we take charge of our memories, our thoughts, our feelings. We emerge, we create completely new programmings and conditionings. The whole of our inner world comes back again under our control. And that's the dynamic. Because we've mastered the inner world, the outer world becomes mastered too. And it's mastered by us. And that makes us masters of the new world. So if you find it a bit difficult to relate to this idea, relate to this aim that Baba gives us, which is to be a master of the world, then understanding that it's really all about mastering my inner world, I think that helps make it a bit more graspable, practical, and easy to relate to. And actually, it's a really beautiful feeling, isn't it, when the truth based on Baba Srimad begins once again to rule the soul. Actually, recently I was thinking what it must have felt like if you were part of the Christian branch, for example, and you were there at the very beginning. You were one of the founding members of Christianity. Christ would have been and gone. While he was there, the smallest handful of souls would have been exposed to his teachings, would have been exposed to his model and example. And according to the drama and according to the part they have to play, they would have been ignited by the teachings and the example. They would have been inspired and they would have started changing their own selves, aligning themselves, upgrading their own inner world to those teachings and that model. It would have been such exciting times for them because they also would have been looking around and feeling that there was not any order to the world around them. They would have felt that things were degenerating into some kind of chaos. And the teachings and the model of Christ would have been a relief for them, a support and a solution for them. They would have paid for that. Christ, after all, was crucified. And then in the years, hundreds of years that followed, as the community grew, there would have been more crucifixions, opposition, challenges, because his ideas were as if new. But for those who had to play that part, in other words, water the seeds which had been planted of that new religion, it would have been a very exciting, very passionate time. According to their part, they would have moved in their lives in the conviction that the model and the teachings they were following were good and served only to bring benefit, not just to themselves, but to everyone. That's how it would have been in those first hundreds of years as a new religion really took root or blossomed, expanded. So this is how it is for us. Now, so many times in the Murli, Baba reminds us that what he's about is a new religion. The original, eternal deity religion is being established now. And we know it's not a Christ or a Buddha or any human, but God himself who's come to establish it. And yet, he's establishing it through me, through you, through this small handful of people called the Brahmin community. So, that kind of excitement, that kind of anticipation, thrill, that all those who cooperated in the founding of any one of the main religions in the Copper Age. Do I have that same enthusiasm, that same excitement, that same commitment based on faith, conviction? I think almost every one of us would have definitely had that very consciously, very much emerged in our awareness in the beginning of our Brahman journey. But then as the years go by, Maya shows her form, and we begin to understand the challenges in establishing a religion. It might be that a lot of that inspiration and even a lot of that conviction is very seriously tested. But I really come to feel that this is why Baba calls us hero actors. And this is what Baba means when he talks about courage. It's these activities of staying true to the example and the teachings of God. This is what requires courage. And this is how we help each other, actually. We need to mirror back to each other this reality of the unlimited. Remind each other of our beyond science fiction part in this beyond science fiction reality currently unfolding around us. We really need to get back on that wagon of intoxication, because that's the vehicle that's going to move the whole process forward. The faces of the people of the world are only becoming longer and longer, filled more and more with sadness, suffering, sorrow, so much. But our faces, I don't think you can find faces like these anywhere else on the planet. Because from deep inside, I think, you know, Baba refers to it as, in one eye is destruction, but in the other eye is heaven. The land of peace and happiness. We see both, so there's nothing that can stop us. There's nothing that can surprise us. Not the corona, not even every single step that humanity is visibly taking now towards total destruction. I remember one sister many years ago was describing torrential rainfall that had happened in her country. She was saying that they were just driving down the road and suddenly it started to rain. And it was like sheets of rain coming down. Sheets. And in less than 30 seconds, the whole road was flooded. And some cars even began to float in less than 30 seconds. These are the scenes coming up in front of us. So, are we prepared? We are. Every day that goes by, every Amrit Vela, every Murli, and then a whole 18 hours, 20 hours of practice, rehearsal, supporting each other, helping each other remember the larger picture, remember the unlimited. Beautiful definition I heard recently of unlimited, that which is perfect and complete. If we're not ready, if we're not going to be ready, then who could be? We're being so magnificently prepared, honed, trained for the role of the angel. It's all happening here now. So let's not be afraid of the word master of the new world. Let's not be afraid of all these beautiful titles Baba has given us. Let's become the masters of our inner world. Let's master all the subtle aspects of the inner so that the natural and automatic consequences in the outer world can follow, and a whole new cycle can begin. Om Shanti.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no left me too. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend